world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs. You need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. We're talking peripheral neuropathy. The peripheral nervous system sends information from your brain and spinal cord to the rest of your body. Peripheral neuropathy is generally described by a stabbing pain, burning, prickling, tingling in your feet or hands, which can spread upward in your legs and arms. You can have a sharp, jabbing, throbbing, freezing, or burning pain. You can have extreme sensitivity to touch, a lack of coordination and falling, muscle weakness and paralysis if motor nerves are affected. Can be caused by alcoholism. High intakes of alcohol can lead to vitamin deficiencies. Diabetes can cause peripheral neuropathy. Exposures to poisons, toxic substances, heavy metals, chemicals. Medications can cause peripheral neuropathy as a side effect. Chemotherapy drugs can cause it. Infections, including viral or bacterial, such as Lyme disease, shingles, Epstein-Barr virus, hepatitis C, leprosy, diphtheria, HIV. It can also be caused by trauma, pressure to the nerves, or even a tumor. It can be caused by vitamin deficiencies, including the B vitamins, B1, 6, 12, vitamin E, niacin. Caused by bone marrow disorders or other diseases related to kidney disease, liver disease, connective tissue disorders, and hypothyroidism. It's interesting that the Mayo Clinic says, to help prevent this, they say eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean protein to keep nerves healthy. It says to protect against vitamin B12 deficiency by eating meats, fish, eggs, low-fat dairy, fortified cereals. It's funny because there's a couple reasons why that's funny. One, they said to eat fruits and grains when one of the causes of peripheral neuropathy is diabetes, messed up blood sugar, and they just told you to eat a bunch of sugar. And along with cereals, processed grains, not just whole grains. They want you to eat processed grains, which are even worse. And then they said low-fat dairy and lean meat, where, you know, guess what? Your nerves are covered with a myelin sheath, and that sheath is made of fat. And they just told you, go low-fat, typical. Now, there's one other thing that can cause peripheral neuropathy symptoms, and it's the same thing that causes sciatic pain, you know, the sciatic nerve that runs from your back down your legs and is cause of pain for people who have sciatica. It's basically a pinched nerve in your back somewhere. You get degenerative disc, you lose some cartilage in between your vertebrae, and your vertebrae pinch off some of these nerves going to your limbs, and that can give you the symptoms of peripheral neuropathy and sciatica. So to help support the body's structure and function is pretty simple. We're supporting the structure and function of the skeletal system. So the recommendation is one bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's going to give you the nutrients to support the growth and maintenance of connective tissue. And it also comes with a small jar of CM cream. This is an anti-inflammatory pain-relieving cream. If you put it on your back, you can provide some pain relief that way. Also, since one of the causes of peripheral neuropathy is vitamin B complex deficiencies, you're going to get a pile of B complex vitamins in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine that comes in the bone and joint pack. But for additional support, add the de-stress to that, which is comprised of a bunch of B vitamins. Also, for people who are struggling with blood sugar problems, add a bottle of Sweeties per 100 pounds of body weight. And if you want, there's a new product out called Glucogenics. It's a little more expensive than Sweeties, but you can mix and match taking those things to help your body metabolize blood sugar the way it's supposed to. Also, there's a product called Immortalium, and this is product is to help support the body's in making stem cells. So this has been Brian Showalter signing out, and we'll see you next time.
To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom from Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.